Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Amazon job cuts finally hit profitability after cutting 27,000 employees. So is this a step in the right direction for the company?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm glad you started with that word. I'm glad you started with
unfortunately.
That. Mike, go double screen here, Mike.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. It's not a measure that I think they wanted to take when we talked about it. And I talked about this with Stock Club. Their profit margins aren't as high. I think because they had such a stranglehold on market share. Like when I think of shopping, I think Amazon first. Mm-hmm. Then if it's food related, I go Uber Eats, right? Shoddy, I don't win, the same tribe when it comes to that. But what they didn't focus on enough was getting a profit margin up so they didn't have to do this. I think Amazon, like Apple, needs a little bit more innovation. But the thing that has saved Apple is the wide margins that they have on the hardware business and their illegal mob when it comes to getting the 30% out of every company in the App Store. So it is a step in the right direction. I don't like companies that cut jobs first as a way to raise profitability. I think there needs to be a lot more innovation. They need to figure out their pricing structure a lot better. But for the time being, this is going to benefit them.
This is a small glimpse into the world of economics in the United States.
Yep.
People are going to have to lose jobs for companies a lot of times to hit their bottom line. And yep. If you look at the cycle of Amazon, we went over this 2 years ago. Every 4 years, they focus on infrastructure. I'm glad Aman was talking about that. Infrastructure is important to them. And so that cost. AWS, I mean, which is his saving grace, every quarter, if you look at their quarters, if you looked at last week, AWS is his saving grace. It could be its own company on its own, but that cost, right? The amount of money that goes into AWS, and rightfully so, it's his breadwinner. But you heard what he just talked about when they're getting into AI, Anthropic. This is a very pricey endeavor. And so they have to have a certain amount of capital allocated to this, or they're going to get left behind. So we're talking about pairing, and we already saw who Google's pairing with. We saw who Microsoft is pairing with. Amazon has to pair, and so they have. $4 billion was the number that they set up to, but I'm sure it's going to exceed that, right?
Yeah, it's going to pass that for sure, right?
So the infrastructure, the only part that they can find where, hey, where can we save money? Because we're always going to keep our prices low when it comes to the e-commerce side. This is what gives us the competitive moat, right? Our prices are better than the competitors, plus we can get it to you faster. That side is not going to change. What can change is, can we do more with less?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of companies have done this, and you saw that over the past 2 years. A lot of companies have decided, yes, we can do more with less. And by less, we're talking about staffing. And so when you see jobs get cut, this is the reason. Because they need to have more capital on the bottom line to make sure that, number one, the infrastructure will be in place, but from a standpoint of expanding from the world of technology, that they're always on par with their competitors so they can mm-hmm. stay as one of those Magnificent Seven, which I think they will. I've said this for 3 years in a row. It's my favorite company. I think from a standpoint of having an ecosystem, they're in a perfect position, right? Even when we talked about Apple, and obviously it's the wealthiest company in the history of the United States, but we can see a slight dent, right? If we continuously, and we said this last week, if there's no innovation inside of the phones, and that makes up for 50% of the revenue, there's a dent there. I feel like Amazon's ecosystem, when we're talking about where they can go in healthcare, right? Where they can go in transportation, where they can go in e-commerce, and they can go in AI, it's so vast. So I like their ecosystem, but this is a casualty of it. This is a part of it. So I think, is it a direct direction? Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. And if
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Microsoft put in $10 billion for the partnership with OpenAI. They're going to have to spend more than four. Unfortunately, they may have to get up to six and a half, seven. So, yeah, they have to free up some capital. It's unfortunate, but they have to do it in order to survive. And like you say, if it wasn't for AWS, we would be having a dramatically different conversation. Amazon's been a top four stock pick in Red Panda for 5 years. If they didn't have AWS, it'd probably be 11th, to be honest. AWS is a saving grace.
Yeah, it's the shining star of the company by far. It's not even close. But cloud service is needed. And if we're going into a space where we have to have storage, it's perfect. It's the perfect place for the future if we're talking about data storage. And they have it, and they're the leader in it. Microsoft right behind. But as of now, you know, AWS is leading the way.
Can we talk about this cheesecake situation real quick and get out of here?
Yeah, well, let's do. I mean, I want one thing. I wanted to just ask one question before we do that. What's the best business? Two questions actually, but what's the best business to build in a recession? Because I think that's something that's important.
Yeah, it's really key. And I think people keep skating over this point. It's the business that changes someone's lives. Like Rashad, you pointed to it. I think you can go an entertainment clout-driven route, or you can choose to have an impact in someone's life. A lot of times when people are building businesses, I think they're copying other people, but not knowing the impact. I was talking to Ish about this earlier, and we're talking about like rates and stuff like that. And I'm like, most of the people in broadcasting don't get paid a lot because what is the value that they're giving? You're really just helping a lot of people pass time at work. But when you're able to transfer someone's life, like a Mike Rashid has, or like how we have with the show or EYL, like, The people that have made other people money, made their marriages better. Like if you look at Oprah back in the day, there was a service she provided in her broadcast that made people's lives actually better. So I think the best business to build in a recession is one that is actually going to change people's lives for the better. And there's not enough of that being done. There's too many copies of a copy. I don't need a Airbnb for German Chihuahua mixed with iguanas in Atlanta. Like, oh, and oh boy, on your ass about that food in Atlanta. Tighten up. You better tighten up. Listen, I want to wait 55 minutes outside the hookah lounge when I can just bring you to the Airbnb, the hotel. Tighten up.
He went to Atlanta Breakfast Club. Did you go another one after that?
Who's this?
Yeah.
Food reviews.
Food reviews. He had Atlanta on fire. Oh,
people were trying to shut us.
Hey, intermezzo, y'all still ain't did nothing about when my car got stolen either.
Yeah, yeah.
What we doing? I like y'all. Y'all let's strip Alfredo all that fire. Okay. Hey, y'all get
hired. The consensus is that the food has been pretty good. The service has been pretty terrible.
Terrible.
He went to Little Baby's restaurant too.
Oh, I ain't go to Little Baby's restaurant, but I mean, all the places. I mean, we have good experiences in Atlanta. We have good culinary experiences.
I think the it's all right. It's cool.
Yeah. Shout out. Well, all right.
Not. Well, I didn't want to confuse the Atlanta Breakfast Club with Breakfast at Barney's. Some people do that. Breakfast at Barney's was. I don't think he's going there yet. Shout out to Barney. That's one of our spots that we frequent a lot.
But what do you guys think? I know the vultures wouldn't answer this, but what business should you build in a recession?
Need-based business. I would look to see whatever, you know, I mean, that sounds like a cliche answer, but it's the truth, right? Like, during when we started Earn Your Leisure, it was just, I felt like it was a need for, you know, financial education, financial media, and it wasn't actually, we got another idea that we're going to start. There's another need in the media space. I feel like you should look at the landscape and see where's there's the need and what you can start at a low cost, because you don't want to overextend yourself, especially in a recession.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.